James, as always, many thanks for joining us on the line. Before we look ahead to some more Quins action this coming weekend, let's look back at last week's action. It was a home game against Worcester. It was a strange sort of game, really, because you ended up getting a bonus point win, which was most important more than anything else. And at one stage, you led by 38-18, but then Worcester gradually crept back into the game. But in the end, you just about did enough to get over the line.
Yeah. Hit the nail on the head. we score off all the games that we play in the European Cup. We're scoring a lot of points. Mm. We're just also shipping a lot of points, which is the issue. You know, our attack's been good, but our defence just needs to be a bit more consistent. And last weekend was the same. You know, ultimately, it doesn't really matter for us that Worcester got the 2 points. You know, I'm sure London Irish weren't very pleased, but it doesn't matter for us. But if that's, you know, I don't know who's either side of us of the, you know, of the Premiership. If that's a Bath or a Newcastle, or a, you know,
that's right.
That makes it a different story. That affects our running. You know, obviously it's early days, but our running at the end of the season. You know, you've got to be picking up points and got to keep teams to as little as possible, especially at home. So we're moving forward and just trying to be as consistent as we can be in everything that we're doing.
Brilliant. Congratulations on, obviously, you actually making the starting 15 last week as well, James, because it's been an agonising time for you, isn't it? I mean, you were out, for 7 months with that horrible injury?
7 months. Yeah, it's been, like you said, very frustrating. Very frustrating and hard. But, you know, we're over the worst of it now. Looking forward to playing, and everyone, and the physio team and the medical staff that I've seen been very positive, very helpful. So ultimately now just looking to try and play as much as possible and try and get the best from myself I can.
What was it like, James, to actually run out onto that field after obviously 7 months out with that injury?
Oh, it was amazing. I think I was stood behind Danny and he was walking out and I just wanted to run on and tear into it straight away. I had to wait a bit. I was really nervous because With any injury, you know, there's always like that element of doubt, and especially with something that as important as, you know, your head, there's a little bit of nerves there. But you know, you just think once the whistle goes and everything starts flying, you just sort of forget it and get into your rhythm and get back to normal, which is awesome.
Training been good this week, James?
Yeah, very good. You know, we got a young group together with the likes of Kyle and James Horwell being sort of left behind. You know, not the best circumstances for Kyle, but great to have around the squad, and the lads are excited to play. It's a big opportunity for us young lads to go out there and put a stamp on the shirt and try and impress and enjoy ourselves and play some top flight rugby,
which is what you guys are going to do, no doubt, this weekend, because we put the Aviva Premiership aside this weekend in particular. As you say, James, it's Anglo-Welsh Cup. Now, last year, Quins actually reached the semi-finals of this competition, so it is a big competition, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we've won it, in 2011, I think, with Lukey as captain, or 2013, and you know, watching that was extremely exciting. Great to see so many young lads who have come through. I mean, they think of the Colliers, Rocky Cannon, Charlie Matthews, etc. Playing their first sort of representative rugby for the team, then winning it. So yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement. So there's a young group that get the opportunity to run out there. It's a competition that we've always enjoyed, and we've always, you know, strived to do pretty well. We were unhappy to lose the semi-final last year. You know, we're looking to win trophies this season. And if that's the Anglo-Welsh Cup, then awesome. I'll take that any day of the week, which would be great.
Absolutely. It's going to be a tough start for you, James. Surrey's away at Alliance Park. It's not the easiest of place to go to, is it?
Not at all, you know. It's a fast track, though. These artificials, it's a fast track, so hopefully that'll favour us. We've just got to be switched on, you know, and then win that sort of no-talent battle. There's going to be a lot of kicking. You know what, they play a lot in our half, but if we get into theirs, they're going to kick it a lot. So we've got to be switched on, and you know, there might be a bit of shuttling around, but we've got to be switched on and up when we have the ball, because those opportunities might not come that often. But like I said, everyone's excited. It's the best way to start the competition, you know, just straight into the bear pit and see what happens.
Brilliant. James, welcome back then once again after that agonising break.
Yeah.
Really, really great to see you back on the field again. Thank you very much for your time, James, as always.
Thank you.
Take care then. Thanks, James.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.